We just heard Ingham County Circuit Judge Bill Collette's perspective on the likely move of the Michigan Court of Claims from Ingham County to the Michigan Court of Appeals. For a more administrative look at this likely change, we welcome to Current State Tim Dolahanty, who is the Ingham County Controller. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Before we get to the nuts and bolts of moving the Court of Claims, remind us what your main responsibilities are as controller.
Well, as controller administrator in Ingham County, one of our primary responsibilities is oversight of the county's budget, creation and oversight of the budget, and we monitor the budget throughout the year. We also will get into the audit of the budget, so we're very confident that any spending that goes on in the county is done in accordance with generally accepted accounting practices.
Well, as you may have heard in the interview with Judge Collette, there's a fair amount of discussion as to whether or not this would save the county money, whether the county is financially pressed to maintain the number of judges that it currently has. Assuming the governor signs Senate Bill 652, how does it play out financially from your perspective?
Well, unfortunately, from the perspective of the county that just adopted a budget a little less than 3 weeks ago for the coming fiscal year, that means we have to revisit that budget, do a full analysis of exactly what expenses are associated with the Court of Claims, and because the county's not in position to simply continue that type of operation without any meaning for it, we'll need to make some reductions. And a very unfortunate part of that from the perspective of the county is obviously that's going to mean some jobs.
Well, by the same token, explain how the state money that the county receives to run the Court of Claims, how does that figure into this, though, too? You're having you would have responsibilities removed. You would have employees possibly removed, but you're doing less work at the same time.
Right. Well, that's exactly why we'd have to make the adjustment. That work wouldn't be there. We don't want to have people, obviously, employed who don't have work to do. Mm-hmm. Now, what the courts have done that is actually very admirable is that this work is spread over a number of employees. That's to say we don't have employee A and B working only on Court of Claims and then the rest of the employees working on other specific types of courts. This work is spread over a number of employees to get maximum efficiencies. So our job now is to get in there, dissect what those functions are, pull them out, and then likely reorganize or restructure the staff to accommodate the work that remains.
Now, changes like this do happen periodically. Would this one be profoundly bigger or more complicated than similar changes than you've had to contend with in the past?
Well, the most profound change in this particular approach is the fact that it came on so suddenly. As Judge Collette mentioned earlier, there was no contact from the legislature whatsoever with the county as this process unfolded. And rarely are we caught by surprise by something like this. These are types of things that are generally months in the making, and we are then allowed from an administrative standpoint to really study the impact on the budget, on the spending of the county itself, and phase things in appropriately. In this case, and with the bill receiving immediate effect, the impact is immediate. It happens now. So it's now drop everything we do, go in, do the analysis that usually takes several weeks to process, and get this accomplished before it ends up actually costing the Ingham County taxpayers monies that they shouldn't have to spend.
Can you give us some kind of key numbers that you're working with here in terms of the cost to the county?
Well, we haven't been able, obviously, in this short time period to do the thorough analysis that we would normally do, but to follow the Senate and House fiscal agency reports, we're looking at between $450,000 and $500,000. Now, it's also been reported by one of our senators that this really isn't a whole lot of money, and frankly, from perspective of the state budget, it probably is akin to an accounting rounding issue. In the case of Ingham County, it's very significant. When we start talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, this is something that we have to pay very close attention to in order to keep our books balanced.
And so you would have a relatively brief amount of time to go back and rework this budget, especially with the immediate effect designation.
Well, that's correct. And there's one other point I'd like to make. We've heard from at least one senator offering to reduce judgeships. And candidly, that doesn't help us much. It's not widely known as the state actually pays for the judges, pays for their wages. So if the state were to cut a judge, the state is saving itself money. It's not helping Ingham County much at all. Now, the county does kick in on some of the benefits, but the lion's share of a judgeship then would be the wages. Cutting a judge doesn't help the county at all.
We're talking with Ingham County Controller Tim Dolahanty about the impacts, the ramifications of the transfer of the Court of Claims out of Ingham County. Judge Collette and I got to talking about consultant Steve Linder of the Republican consulting firm, the Sterling Corporation. He commented to MERS about these logistical challenges. He said, quote, "There's a lot of smart people who understand how to organize and reorganize the courts. When the new court boundaries were drawn, was that a logistical nightmare? When we have new chief justices, is that a logistical nightmare?" Would you care to respond to what he says?
Well, I think he's correct. In the normal world, that's absolutely right. There will be studies done by the Court Administrator's Office to look at judgeships, to look at caseloads, and to talk about making changes, either increasing or decreasing judges and courts. But again, this is something that typically unfolds over time. What you don't hear in a quote there is that this was done over a two-week period, and that's just simply not something that logistically we're prepared to do, although we'll pull it off. And I want everybody to rest assured that we have the talent on staff at Ingham County to make these recommendations and bring them forward. But the bottom line is this is something that's going to have to unfold very quickly. And while those comments under a normal bill might be accurate, this is not a typical process that we've seen unfold. And this is something that we will, assuming the bill is signed, that we will have to address by the first of the year.
In an ideal world, when would you have been brought into the loop?
I've got to believe at least 6 months prior. Okay. It's again, very rare that you see anything run through the legislature quite as quickly as this has. So, yes, it did catch us off guard.
Have you heard from any county commissioners on this issue?
Only to the extent that they understand that we've got some work to do if this bill is passed by the end of the year, some work that is going to have some very unfortunate consequences for some employees, and work that they're going to take very seriously.
Will this be eating up time of yours that you had planned on spending on other matters, assuming, again, it's signed by the governor?
Well, it certainly will take up time I didn't expect to have to spend on this issue.
What are some of the other big issues on your short list that you're contending with right now?
Well, we have ongoing issues in transferring our central dispatch into a consolidated central dispatch for the counties. There's some issues that we're still working out with the city in terms of monies that needed to come over with those employees. There are always the...
Is it the 9/11 center you're talking about?
It is. That's correct. And that's something that's winding down in terms of the overall transition, but that's still a front burner issue for us. And of course, we have all of our day-to-day operations that we contend with just on a routine basis, but that's one that's probably next up on the plate.
We've been talking with the transfer of the Michigan Court of Claims out of the Ingham County Circuit Court here with the controller of Ingham County, Tim Dolahanty. Tim, thank you.
You're welcome.